The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
What's up, Grizz Nation? We are back. It is that time of the week again, weekly preview show. I'm Dave with Sam, and this is Hoop Ball Grizz. Sammy B, what's up, man?
Oh, what's going on?
You ready for this weekly preview?
For sure.
You watching the All-Star game?
Heavens no.
Not even interested a little bit?
No.
Big news. Sam has been busy today. Mr. Construction Worker extraordinaire over here.
Yeah. You want a good workout, go to Lowe's and get a bunch of eight foot 2x4s and a bunch of freaking particle board and cut it up and make an 8x12 foot shelf. It's a dang workout. It's insane.
I want no parts of that.
It's awful. I have splinters. I'm gonna have splinters for days.
Sammy B, did you see the big news today?
Probably not.
Mike Conley is officially an All-Star.
I saw something. It had something to do with Mike Conley, but I did not realize it was that. Well, congratulations, Mike Conley. That's freaking awesome. It's about time. Well deserved.
Should have been an All-Star way
years ago.
Way before now.
I thought he was going to do it 2 years ago.
You know, there have been plenty of times in his career when he deserved to get into the All-Star game.
About time.
The West being loaded with guards has really kind of kept that from happening. And injuries led to him making it. I don't care how he got there. I'm just glad that he did.
I'm glad he's there.
Incredible. Super happy for him. I wish it was when he was in a Grizz uniform, but I'm just glad in general.
We'll take it.
The city of Memphis misses Mike and everything that he had to do with this community. Even though he's no longer a Grizzly, he's Grizzly to the bone. So this is definitely a win for Grizz Nation. And that's it, man. I'm not like, I could go on about this forever because I was looking today. I was sitting on the couch and I was digging, you know, kind of getting ready for the show. And when I saw that it was official that he was on the All-Star team, and you see all the hate, the Spurs are super salty right now because DeMar DeRozan didn't make it. And the Spurs official page was like, DeMar DeRozan, you deserve it. And they sent a big old FU to the NBA.
Yowzers.
Yeah, like the middle finger emoji to the NBA.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, I wonder how that's going to pan out. That's not a good look.
That's not a good move. But
I'm guessing that tweet probably gets deleted at some point. But
I wonder how Greg feels.
Who?
Greg Popovich.
Oh, he don't give a flip about that.
I don't know. You know his last name, so.
Yeah, he's not.
No, dude, I know.
Like, he probably.
He's probably sitting there and like, why'd they put that?
He probably doesn't even know what happened.
He don't even know where he is right now.
He don't care about any of that. So anyway, again, huge congratulations, Mike Conley. Finally, well-deserved.
Yes.
Been playing at an All-Star level this year. I'm still kind of in shock, man. Out of all the times, all the years that Conley was good while he was here in Memphis, to finally make it after he leaves Memphis. Whatever, man. It is what it is. Super, 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 super happy.
For sure.
That he's in there. So let's get to it, man. Weekly preview of a short 2-game week. Before we get into the games, we're going to talk about the HoopBall headliner for the month of March.
Yes.
Brand new HoopBall headliner. February was Mr. D'Anthony Melton. March, Sam, I'm going to let you do the honors.
Oh,
who is
boy.
The HoopBall headliner for the month of March?
It is Mr. Dylan Brooks.
Yeah, baby. Dylan. Dylan Brooks. The HoopBall headliner is the guy we're highlighting for the month. We're going to give you extra stats, extra news, fun facts, little tidbits about that player all month long on our weekly preview show.
All the goods.
Much as we can. So, Sammy B, what do you got for Mr. Dylan Brooks?
What I have today is when, because I noticed this one of the first games we went to, when Dylan makes a shot, especially like when it's off of three, and they don't do it every time, but if you listen close about every other shot, when he shoots, makes it, of course, it goes, Dylan. Well, that's actually cut from a movie. Well, you know what it is, but it's cut from the first Predator. Arnold Schwarzenegger goes up to Carl Weathers, who is playing Dylan, and he's like, Dylan, you know, and that's just...
Who will forever be Apollo Creed.
For sure. No doubt. Yes. But no, that... I remember that, and I'm not going to say these... They do it for other players, too, but Dylan's one of them, and I just thought, man, that's really cool, and I wonder how many people actually know that. So, now you know. If you listen, now you know. It's from the first Predator. If you don't believe me, go watch it.
They have something special for each of the guys.
For they have one for Tyus. They have one for Ja. I've never heard one for Jonas. All I've heard is the Grizzly. You know, Kyle's the same way.
Yeah.
But they have some for the other guys though, for sure.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. There you go. That is your fun fact for Dylan Brooks. Now let's jump into this preview. The first game Wednesday against the Wizards. The Grizzlies were able to take care of business, which actually that win kept them at 500 heading into this All-Star break.
Sure did.
The Grizzlies have their best win percentage against any franchise in the league. The Wizards are the best win percentage, and I'm butchering the crap out of that. They beat the Wizards more than they beat anybody else. I don't know why I had to make it that difficult. Sammy Boy, what's the record?
Their record now, all time, is 27-21 Grizz lead.
Spreading it out. So here, like, the game that they played prior to the All-Star break, it was a big win. And a lot of people were discounting that win because they look at the Wizards' record and they're like, oh, yeah, that's not really that big a win. I disagree because of the way that team has been playing.
Mm-hmm.
The Grizzlies really took care of business. They played extremely well in that game. I was surprised at the way that they handled it. I thought that they were going to win that game. I didn't think that they would win it like that. Played well. Hopefully they can do the same thing. They're going to come in rested with, dear Lord, baby Jesus, basketball gods, Jesus Shuttlesworth, whatever I need to throw out there. Let Jaren be back after this All-Star break.
Goodness, no kidding.
Like, and I'm not saying down the road in this All-Star, in the second half of the season.
We're talking about freaking Wednesday.
Please let Jaren come back on Wednesday.
Wednesday. Make it happen.
DB's career numbers, the Hoopball Headliners career numbers against the Wizards. He's averaging 14 points, 2 rebounds, 1.5 steal, or 1.5 assist, and 1.6 steals per game. Plays very well defensively against this team. Scores pretty good at a pretty efficient rate. He scores better in wins than he does in losses. Obviously, that tends to be the case with Dylan. When he plays bad, seems to be the case if the Grizzlies play bad.
Mm-hmm.
Here is a little tidbit that I dug into heading into this game. When Dylan Brooks plays, the Grizzlies have not lost to the Wizards since 2017-18 season.
That was like his rookie year, wasn't it?
In the games that he plays, the Grizzlies don't lose to the Wizards.
Wow.
He is undefeatable. He doesn't lose to the Wizards.
He's a wizard. But he's not. He's a Grizzly, but he's a wizard in basketball.
Beating them down. I don't have much to talk about this game. You know, we previewed this game and we done a post game on this one. They really just need to execute in the same manner that they did in the last matchup. You know the recipe to beat this team. Bring the same thing back in this matchup coming up after All-Star break here and take care of business. You're coming in 500. You're going to have to beat, in order for the Grizzlies to stay in this playoff race, they're going to have to beat the teams like the Wizards. They cannot afford to lose to teams like the Cavaliers, which they did in the first half. The teams that they're supposed to beat, they're going to have to beat them because the second half of their schedule is brutal. They are seventh in the league as far as strength of schedule. It is
going to
be tough.
Brutal's an understatement on that one.
Yeah, and you know, strength of schedule is based off of win percentage of the teams that you're facing. It doesn't take into consideration the amount of road games that they're going to play, the lack of rest that's going to be involved in this.
They're making up games from the last.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Yep.
It's they have like five more games than most teams, if not more.
Yeah, I think that the Spurs and the Grizzlies.
The Spurs and the Grizzlies have at least 40.
Yep. And I think that they are leading the league in games remaining, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anybody else.
They have
yeah.
40. Them two, they have 40 left. If I'm not mistaken, it's exactly 40 left.
Yep. So here it is. I've got nothing. You got anything on this Wizards matchup, man?
Nothing that we don't know. Besides, well, actually, their last 10, they are now 6-4. They
six
were
and
5-5.
Hey,
so, hey, we're
the
we're
wind rotated.
Let's
we'll
get
take
it.
So we're heading in. Game two of the week is Friday.
Let's go.
Against the Nuggets at the Forum.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy, what do you got against the Nuggets? What's the record look like
Ooh,
against Denver?
Buddy.
Is it San Antonio bad?
It's not that bad. It's not that bad, but it's bad. It's Nuggets lead 56-36.
Okay.
That's
not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No, it's not San Antonio bad, but it's bad.
What are we looking like last 10 between these
last
two?
Last 10, Grizzlies are 3-7. Their last win was January 28th, 2020. 104-96. Do you remember that by chance? We went to that. We were there.
Yeah?
Yep. Sure were.
Yep, I remember that game. I remember before the game. Actually, I don't remember much from the game.
Oh, I remember
it kinda,
before. That was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, had a great time before the game. So, DB's career numbers against Denver, they're down a little bit, are down comparatively to the Wizards game. They're 11 points a game, 2 rebounds, 1.5 assists, and then a half a steal. But here's the thing with Dylan. We talk about if the Grizzlies go as he goes. It is essentially, if he is on and he's hot, he can spark the Grizzlies to a win. He can carry the Grizzlies to a win. If he's off and he's having a bad game, his bad shooting can bury the Wizards. Grizzlies. I'm all over the place now.
I called him a wizard earlier. That's what's doing it.
Yeah, you're killing me, Sam.
I know.
Over Dylan's career in wins against the Nuggets, he's shooting 49% from the field.
Is that it?
What do you want from him? 49% from
I
the field from a 2-guard?
59%.
Get out of here.
All right, I'm leaving.
49% in wins from the field.
Gosh.
And 31% in losses.
Well, the math doesn't lie there.
I say, the Grizzlies go as he goes. And can't understand all the hate that he gets. I'll never understand that. I won't go off on a rant about it. You will hear in the final weekly preview of the here we go. The month of March. Don't know why I like to mix those words. Doing it a lot today. So, you know, if you hear another munch in here, you just know that I can't speak.
He means month, not munch.
In the last weekly preview show, I've got something pretty juicy that I've been working on, and I've got a lot of time in this already. Cannot wait to drop it.
I'm excited to
hear it. It's going
to
be a bomb. Sam's kind of got an idea of what it is. We're just going to leave you hanging, and you're going to wonder what it is. But make sure that you listen. The weekly preview show, the last week of March, make sure you are listening to it.
Do it.
Going to have some good stuff on Dylan. The Denver Nuggets are 6-4 in their last 10 games. They're currently on a 4-game win streak. They play better on the road. They're 12-8 on the road this season. They're 9-7 at home.
Wow.
Here's what's scary about this team. Nikola Jokic.
that's it.
he is playing at an MVP level.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
All due respect to Joel Embiid and what he's doing and what Doc Rivers has got the Philadelphia 76ers doing right now. But Nikola Jokic's play, he's the MVP. If the season ended today, it goes to Jokic.
Hands down. No question.
You know, I can see the argument on Embiid's side. No. That's fine. You can argue that side if you want to. I will not.
Nope.
Because of what Jokic means to this team.
Mm-hmm.
You take Embiid off of the roster for the Sixers, they're not where they're at, but they're still a pretty solid team. You take Jokic away from this Nuggets team, and they're a lottery team. You take him off this team?
I can't. Because, they have Jamal Murray, but Gary Harris, Will Barton.
Michael Porter Jr.
Michael Porter,
you know,
he needs a couple more years. But,
That's the way I see it.
They suck.
Jokic is averaging 27, 11, and 9 right now.
He's a beast.
Just under 9. I rounded up. He was like 8.6 or 8.7 assists per game.
Last time I checked, it was 8.7. I think you're – so,
so
we're
going to
go with 9.
27, 11, 9. Nearly a triple-double.
He'll do it.
Which has been done by – two guards.
Mm-hmm.
Two guards.
Mm-hmm.
He's a center.
Yep.
And he's averaging nearly a triple-double.
Mm-hmm. He's going to do it.
It's going to be close. I think that he definitely has a shot. Again, he's MVP for me.
He's
going to be
it.
A tough matchup for Jonas.
Hands down on that one, too.
He's a tough matchup for anybody.
I was about to say, it doesn't matter
league.
Who it is.
But... guys with his playmaking ability and the ability to shoot the outside shots, especially big men, give Jonas fits. And you go back, you look at the game against the Bucks, and how many open three looks Brook Lopez got. That is something that drives me up a freaking wall about JV. For all the good stuff that he brings to the game, I want to burn the house down when they are playing against somebody that can shoot the ball. When they're playing against the Spurs and Aldridge is healthy, I just want to stab my eyes out with nails, dude. It's brutal to watch because he plays so far back. He's so scared of getting beat off the dribble that he's giving them wide open looks. He couldn't do it against Lopez. He definitely can't do it against Jokic. You give Jokic that much room, and not just his shooting ability, he's going to pick you apart because he can pass the ball as well as any guard in the league. Going to be a tough matchup for the Grizzlies. That's why I say, to me, coming right out of the All-Star break, it's early in the season to say this is a must-win game. But they need to beat the Wizards. They need to beat the teams that they're favored against if they want a shot at making the playoffs.
They've got to beat the Wizards.
The fact that they've extended the play-in to 10 teams makes a difference. The Pelicans are behind them in the standings, and there's no freaking telling what Pelicans team you're going to get or what happens to the Pelicans post-All-Star break. Are they sending J.J. Redick out? Who's going to be there? Who's not going to be there? Are they going to show up and play? They play well against the Grizzlies. They beat the Jazz. And then their very next game, it's like Jekyll and Hyde with them. They come out, they'll play good one game, and then they'll play against somebody that they should beat, and they can't close the game. So the Grizzlies can stay ahead of them. They're just going to have to take care of business. Got to beat the teams that you're favored against. You got anything else on this Denver matchup, man?
No, I don't.
All right, this weekly preview is going to be short and sweet, guys. That's all we got. Two-game matchup coming out of the All-Star break. It is going to be a tough road for the Grizzlies moving forward. Jaren, please come back
Wednesday.
Laced up, ready to go, healthy.
Playing 45 minutes.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I want you to be healthy.
Don't play 45. Well, I mean, play 45 minutes if you feel like playing 45 minutes. That's fine. But
he's not going to feel like playing 45 minutes.
I'm
the condition's not going to
be
there.
Nice, but
he's got to get back into
game
shape.
But play. Get yourself back in shape. Don't hurt yourself. Be good. We need you. We miss you. All that good jazz.
All of it. You know about our sponsors here at HoopBall. We still got the thing going on with Manscaped. Manscaped promo code is HoopBall20. Get you 20% off and free shipping on your order from Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0 is the best trimmer in the business. Skin-safe technology means it won't pinch, cut, or tear your skin. The LED light allows you to see where you're trimming, wherever that is. And they have loads more than just a Lawnmower 3.0. Head on over to manscaped.com. Use the promo code HoopBall20. Save 20% and get free shipping. Let them know we sent you. It helps us out here. We appreciate it. You also know about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag is the best online sports book out there. More lines and better odds for the players than any other sports book. They're doing a deposit match. You go over to MyBookie.ag, use our promo code HoopBall, get your initial deposit matched. Get over there. Heading into the All-Star game, I hope you're not betting on it. That's be just crazy to me, and I don't know why you would ever bet on an All-Star game.
I don't know why you'd
be
even
nuts.
Watch it, but anyway.
I'm not watching it. I love basketball, but that's
there's other things
that I would rather watch
bingo.
At this point.
Exactly. I don't want to watch a bunch of the best players ever go and score 170 points, and it just there's no defense. There's not really any playing. It's just
it's
a few highlight plays, and there it is.
That game is geared for casual fans, and that's fine.
Well, if that's what it is,
have some people that are hardcore fans. You have some people that are casual fans. The All-Star game is casual fans, so they can see the best in the league all together in one place. And that's just not really something I'm interested in. I definitely don't want all of them all together on one team.
No.
In the regular season, that would be awful to watch.
You like that Warriors team from a few years ago.
Yeah, pretty much. So we'll get out of here. You can get the show on Twitter at HoopBallGrizz. Sam, I am at DWill2111. Sam is.
It is SammyB1118. That's a capital S, lowercase a, MMY, capital B, 1118.
Before we actually get out of here, don't forget we got the contest going on. You still have time to enter. The deadline is March the 9th. March the 9th at 11:59 Central Standard Time will be the cutoff. We will take no more entries at that point. You tell me what you think the record for the final 40 games, not the total record, but the final 40 games of the season, how you think the Grizzlies finish. And the tiebreaker is total points scored by Ja Morant. Go find it at the show's page at HoopBall Grizz. The contest alert is out there. Get in. All you got to do is comment on the post. They're going to be 10 and 30. They're going to be 30 and 10. They're going to be 39 and 1. Whatever you think it is, and give me total points for Ja, you're entered to win. The winner gets your choice of Grizzlies home games this season, this next season, the 21-22 season. No games blacked out. Whenever the schedule releases, we'll contact you. We'll let you know what dates are available, and it's going to be any game that's at the Forum.
One single game, whichever one you want. 29 teams, any of them.
Yep. It's that easy, guys. Get over there, get signed up for that. We like giving stuff away. We want to give it away. Get over there. Super easy to get entered. We're going to get out of here. We appreciate you guys listening. Until next time, go green.
Go green. Yeager.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.